This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air or in the chat room or texting or tweeting or just being part of this, and I mean it sincerely, being part of the solution or part of the situation, part of the, don't be part of the problem. Yeah, we get enough part of the problems, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us, sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, commenting and being part of the solution here. All right, let's get to it. There is so much going on. There's so much you're hearing about. Let's. My favorite one now to start off with on a regular basis, because I'm so tired of hearing, you know, again, I want you to use your God-given ability to think. It's really simple for me. And write these numbers down, or think about these numbers as they are. Right now, today, this moment, total confirmed, coronavirus is confirmed cases. I'm sorry, 272,362. All right, we'll get down to nickels here. The amount of people that have died, 11,310. And again, I'm not demeaning or trying to take away from people who have lost their lives, families who have lost loved ones. And we have almost 90,000 recovered. That means almost over a third of the people that have got this have recovered from it. You notice that my shirt is one of my older designs, stand and resist. You're going to have to stand and resist. You're going to have to stand and resist what's going on right now. California, state of California, we've got a shutter in place. You know, you're supposed to lock yourself in, self-quarantine. For what? No, seriously, for what? 40 million people live in California. There are 600-plus cases that have been reported or confirmed, whatever you want to call it. We've had under 60 people die. I'm kind of confused here, and they say that it's on the rise, right? They're saying that they're seeing more cases. They're not seeing more cases. The reason they're seeing more confirmed cases is because they're testing more people. So it's not like all of a sudden it's running rampant. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, more and more governors are telling you to stay in. More and more governors are, for all intents and purposes, shutting down the states. Remember, we've seen this kind of effect before. Some of you have already forgotten what 9/11 was all about and what happened. Stock market was shut down for 6 days. Problem is, we're leaving this one open. The problem is, we're allowing this craziness to go forward. National Guard General openly said, look, we are not being told. We are being ramped up to help, to aid. Right there. They're telling you that there's no national quarantine coming down. Trump, as far as Trump is concerned right now, the states have to figure out what's best for them because every state is a tad different. After the break, you're going to have Evan Sands going to join me. And he brought up some good points when I talked to him earlier. There are states that have seen, for all intents and purposes, they haven't seen one death from this, not a one. You look at the massiveness of the size of some of these states, and you look at, again, California, where people were coming and going from these international airports. We were driving all over the place. You got people on the beaches in other places. It's not growing at the rate they're trying to scare you into believe it's growing. It doesn't work. And I love what Trump did today to the NBC reporter. I don't know if some of you caught that. I mean, seriously, this guy couldn't get off this. Right? I mean, he was asking the president, and you see this now in the press. I don't. If I was a president, I wouldn't even have him. I'd tell you to go pound sand. I would get behind a desk, and every day I would give the public a 10 to 15 minute briefing as to what's going on. I mean, that's what it would be like for me. Because they don't really hear NBC, CBS, ABC, DEFG. They don't really want to hear this stuff. They want to take shots at the president. In the middle of all this going on, there's such a bunch of shallow people. They don't really care. They're so shallow. All they want to do is show you how the president's wrong. And I got to tell you something. The real experts, the ones who've been through this kind of thing before, like Dr. Fauci, right? He said, no. President hasn't made any mistakes. He hasn't moved slowly. He's been one of the most aggressive heads of state to take this on. So you look at this, and again, take out the politics of the thing. Now look at Italy. I'm not sticking up for Italy either, but Italy, they're trying to get us to believe now that young people are carrying and running this stuff, and they're going to be affected big time too. Well, look, it's all what the numbers show. And when you look at what's going on in Italy, again, I'm going to go right back to what I said before. They have among the oldest population in Europe. And the people that are dying in Italy are the ones that, you know, again, they were already sick. They already had something wrong with their immune systems. And this just, I mean, God forgive, but this has cinched it for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Evan Sage joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to love it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The guy that I love having around, and I know you love having him around too, and, you know, the reality is, it doesn't get any better than this, seriously. All right, we're already it starts. We're back at it again. I appreciate your time with me, always, and seriously, I mean, I know there's a lot going on, and when we talk about the coronavirus, some of you have written me emails this week. I am not making light of anything. I'm just scratching my head. First, let me bring on my guest because maybe he can clarify. All right, Evan Sayant joins me. I don't get to have him on that often. I love having him on the show because there are no holes barred when he's on the show with me. He's a conservative comedian and the author of his new book, Apocalypse Now. Now you can't go look it up in a dictionary because he made that up. All right, and matter of fact, it's basically a fake children's book, but Democrats will be able to understand this, right, Evan?
It's written for Democrats, which is why it's a children's book.
And you know, and maybe, just maybe. No, never mind. I'm getting too positive. It won't work anyhow. Listen, you've heard about this virus that's going on, right?
No, what virus?
Of course. Well, it depends on who you listen to. It's either the Chinese.
Talk about it. They actually on Fox News have a running live update where they keep updating the numbers. It's like election day in reverse. You know, instead of who won, it's who lost.
It's a morbid election day, though, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. What's the update? We have 200 now cases. Now we have 11,000 dead. Who wants to hear that? That's like the guy walking to the electric chamber going, got 11 minutes.
but Fox is doing an interesting thing. Instead of calling them dead, they say we have 11,000 new Democratic voters.
Oh. Well, they like to tell the truth, right? And that's the other thing. Listen, I don't know about you, but I flunked out of science class and I flunked out of math class. But I tell you, this doesn't make any sense. You got 200 about, give you a round number, 275,000 total confirmed on the virus itself. You have just a little over 11,000 deaths, and I'm not making light of the deaths, so don't get me wrong. And you got 90,000 people that have recovered. So almost a third of these people have recovered. How is it? The Hong Kong flu. Remember that one? You're that old. Don't play that game. You're old enough to remember that one. The Hong Kong flu, late 60s, early 70s, killed a million people. We didn't shut anything down. The NBA was still playing last I heard.
Right, but I believe a lot of the 11,000 killed were because they called it the Hong Kong flu, and people were just, bigoted against the Hong Kongians.
Craziness. But I mean, seriously, isn't it interesting how the left is just pounding on this?
It's not the international numbers that throw me so much as it is the numbers here at home. I mean,
yeah,
I don't understand why it has been here for several months.
Right.
I mean, we had our first death in the nursing home in Washington State,
right,
just outside Seattle, suburb of Seattle. I believe that was 3 weeks ago, February 29th, I believe, or 28th.
Yep.
Why are the numbers so low? Almost half of them are in three places. They're in that one area of Washington State. They're basically in one area of New York City, a suburb of New York City, New Rochelle. And then you've got some in Illinois, and you got some in a pocket of other places. But if this really is that pandemic, if this is really three times as contagious as the flu, if this is really something that we have to close down every aspect of our lives for, I just don't see the numbers.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, California, they closed us down. You know, we have to shelter in place to protect people. And I'm saying, hey, listen, I know I barely made it out of elementary school, but you got about 40 million people in California. We have had, I think it's 780 some odd confirmed cases, and I think we've had just under 60 deaths. 40 million people, just under 60 deaths. You got to close the place down. What am I missing here?
Well, and take my new hometown of Las Vegas, in fact, the entire state of Nevada, there's not been a single death. Now, think about what Las Vegas is. It is a tourist hub, and especially, not especially, but particularly, and including Asians who love to come and gamble.
Right.
They even have game specific, Pai Gao and others that cater to that clientele. You think about what a casino is. It's a crowded inside environment with recirculated air,
right,
where people are one on top of each other at the card tables, or standing right next to each other at the roulette wheel or at the craps table. They're handling chips. They're handling the same dice that everybody around the table is being dealt the same cards. And yet, not a single death in Nevada. That makes no sense to me. Nevada is the convention, I don't know if this is true, but get the bigger picture, convention capital of the world, or one of. We have not 10 people gathering, not 50 people gathering, but 10,000, 50,000 people gathering at a time at one convention after another, after another, after another here in Las Vegas. And yet not a single death. And now, some of those people go home. They take the disease with them. But not the dealers, not the bartenders, not the croupier. Why? The numbers just don't make sense to me.
Neither one of us, but you know, we both have public school educations. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But seriously, they really don't make sense. And you're exactly right. I can't believe they shut these places down. And they're and again, getting on the president because he doesn't have enough of these respirators in place. And I'm saying, hey, hello, anybody home? You know what? Billy, it goes all the way back even before, I'm sure, but Billy Bob Clinton was the first one to start allowing the Chinese to take over our pharmaceuticals, to take over our manufacturing and those kind of things. And now, last I heard, we stopped making penicillin in this country in 2004. Guess who makes it? The Chinese, right? Our other pharmaceuticals.
And there's a second.
Go ahead.
Joe, I'm sorry. And there's a second half to this, which is that for the longest time, previous generations, and we can include George W. Bush's administration, but for generations now, we have been so lucky, so fortunate, that we have been able to squander what should have been spent on infrastructure. Now, typically, when we think of infrastructure, we think of highways and bridges, but the infrastructure for a pandemic just wasn't there. It's not Obama's fault particularly. He was just the last of the generations, the last of the presidents to neglect taking care of these things. So when suddenly these things aren't there and everybody's saying, well, Donald Trump, you didn't come through. Actually, Donald Trump has pointed out today in his press conferences. And I think he's doing a spectacular job with his
approval rating went up 5 points in, what, 3 days? Hey, listen, hold that thought because I still believe in capitalism. And, you know, we got to go for a quick
one. You're the only one making money. Go ahead, do it.
We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, that's right. And I'm being paid in toilet paper, but we'll talk about that later on. Joe Senior Host, we'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York ordered a statewide lockdown amid the worsening coronavirus pandemic that will shut down most of the Empire State, including New York City.
And the number of cases portends a total overwhelm.
a total overwhelming of our hospital system. So we're going to put out an executive order today. New York State on pause. Policies that assure uniform safety for everyone.
The restrictions will take effect Sunday night at 8 p.m. and will shut down all non-essential businesses across the state, ban all non-solitary outside activity like basketball games and other team sports, and require all non-essential government and private sector employees work from home. The new emergency action came as the Empire State's coronavirus case count ballooned to more than 7,100.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be?
I know.
I kissed her and she kissed
all the women got the starry eye thing going on now.
Once said,
hey. Joe Mazzini, your host, you listen to Real Side. Yeah. Mr. Butter himself. I'm telling you, he's going to change the words of that song one of these days. They're not going to let him get away with it. Anyway, let me bring him back on because I always have so much fun with him when I have him with me. He's in Vegas now, so he's probably heard these guys or is hearing these guys at some point in time. We're back at it. Evan Stay enjoys me as he does every week. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me, and I mean that sincerely. And I hope, well, you are in a safe place because you're in Vegas. And as you spoke about in the last segment, there's no deaths there. There aren't people, you know, falling down in the streets that they're rushing to the hospitals. It might be the safest place in the country to be right now.
There's not been a single death in Las Vegas. And again, that's mind-blowing given that we are a tourist hub. We are, I don't want to stereotype, but it's just true that there's a lot of Asians who love to come to Las Vegas and gamble.
Yep.
In fact, as I pointed out, they even added this games that appeal particularly to the Chinese and to other Asians like Pai Gao. The idea that they came here and were sitting in close quarters, you know, think anybody who's out there who's ever played in a casino, you're sitting shoulder to shoulder at the blackjack table. The person next to you is breathing on you. The person on the other side is breathing on you. The dealer has his fingers or her fingers all over the cards,
yep,
all over the chips.
So do the other ones. Yep.
One player, the chips go from one player to another, and yet not a single death. I'll give you another example. The state of Arizona.
But the censor just told me to use the word Chinese again. We need to be sensitive to that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I added in and other Asians, too. look at the state of Arizona. Now, the state of Arizona is famous for having its snowbirds. Those are elderly retirees who spend the summer in more northern climes, where it's more temperate. And in the winter, they come and they spend their time in Arizona in these adult living facilities and whatnot. And yet, not one death in Arizona.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me wonder if there isn't something to the idea that red states and blue states. you look at it, who are the people that we owe everything to are the people that the Democrats hate, the hardworking truck drivers,
yep,
and the lowly grocery store stock people. And that's who we owe our survival to. And who are the people who need them most? It's the highfalutin leftists in New Rochelle, New York, in blue Washington State, in blue California. I think that there's a lot to be said that this virus has more to do with leftist policy. I've got to imagine that having feces in the streets of San Francisco, having people who are already diseased sleeping on the streets of L.A. might have something to do with the fact that places like Arizona, places like Nevada, have absolutely zero fatalities.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, look, you look at what's going on here in San Francisco with the... Now, I want you to think about this brain surgeon of an idea. The governor here has decided... Because the homeless shouldn't shelter in place, you know, because really tent's not the best place to be in this. He's going to allow them to go, you ready for this one? To go to hotels. He's going to allow them to go to empty statehouse buildings or buildings that the state isn't using right now. And they'll be able to get the treatment they need there. And, you know, with the lack of toilet paper, you can only imagine what the hallways are going to look like. But anyway, but think about that. They're going to push this on businesses. And he's talking about taking over the hotels in some of those other places. What does that sound like to you?
Well, it sounds like something that had been planned for, not that this has been particularly planned for, but they're taking advantage of this to advance their socialist agenda.
Yeah.
The problem with all of this, though, is you see other people who wouldn't be necessarily be on that side, taking it just as seriously. I mean, there's no doubt that President Trump is taking it seriously. There's no doubt that other nations are taking it seriously, including nations that would love nothing more than Donald Trump re-elect. I mean, the people of Great Britain, they just overwhelmingly elected Donald Trump. Look like and sound alike. The people of Israel, my God, they don't want a Democrat in power.
No.
You know, the Democrats side with their enemies.
Yep.
The Democrats would love nothing more than to see Israel. I don't know that I'd go so far as to say destroyed, but weakened. You know, you can't tell me that Netanyahu is taking the precautions he's taken other than the fact that he's concerned.
Yep.
So, again, on the one hand, serious people are seriously concerned. But as a layman, as just a rational person looking at the facts, I just don't see it.
No, I agree with you. Look, I'm not a conspiracy guy. You know that. You've known me for a long time. I'm not the one that jumps on that bandwagon right away, but I'm looking at what's going on, you know, worldwide, what the World Health Organization did, how they jumped the gun on this, but they did it with such authority that everybody thought it was at. And I jokingly said when we opened up the segment, and I meant it, was, what the heck is with the toilet paper? What is it with the run on these supermarkets, and especially with toilet paper? I mean, does this disease cause you to have uncontrollable bowel movements? I mean, how did this get started? Do you see what I'm saying? The lines, the same thing. Why don't we have gas lines? I thought that was kind of interesting. We have nobody piling up at the gas. I shouldn't have said that because I don't want people piling up at the gas stations. But
well, the reason they're not is because they're not allowed to go anywhere.
That's okay. I'll give you that. That's somewhat true. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the food lines, I don't get.
The toilet paper is inexplicable, and it really does seem to suggest the herd mentality.
There you go.
One person did it, so the second person did it, so four people did it. You know, there's a famous thing that we do in New York City sometimes when we have nothing better to do. We just stand on the sidewalk and we look up. and soon we're surrounded by people looking up.
That's right.
There's nothing up there, but we're surrounded by people looking up. And I think that explains the toilet paper thing. Either that or Dianne Feinstein owns stock in a toilet paper company.
You know what? I really am. This is, I think, okay, so you can laugh at me if you want to, but I think the deep state has found the hole. I think the deep state has found the crack in the American people. And, you know, fear.
But the problem with that thinking is, A, why are some other good nations, good people like the Israelis, why is President Trump playing along?
I don't think he's playing along, Evan. I really don't. Yeah. I think he's having to react and having to do things to, you know, save the American people, if you would. But I think this underlying tone, this underlying stream of, look what's happening. I mean, again, I'm going to go back to the numbers. Do you really think that some of these smart people at Fox News especially would be looking at these numbers and going, wait a minute, this doesn't add an epidemic. This doesn't add a pandemic. And you've seen some doctors come out and say, we don't understand the panic.
You see numerous articles, one from one of the leading statistical, I don't know the exact title, but he's a medical statistician, and he has a major piece out about how this is all being based on faulty data, misinterpreted, things extrapolated from the smallest database all the way to the hundreds of millions, when in reality, it's just not happening.
Yep. All right, so
it's just not happening.
Pause. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, talk a little bit more about this, but I really want to talk about your book and a couple of other things that you got going on. Joe was in your house. Evan said going nowhere. We've got him quarantined.
Oh, thanks a lot.
There you go, in Vegas. And no food till he's done with the segment. We'll be right back. Really, and he's in Vegas. Where there's good food and good entertainment and buffet. I bet you they're not doing buffets. I bet you they can. I have to, you know what? I'll have to call them again. I wonder if they're doing the buffets. That's just terrible. But can you imagine what Vegas must look like right now? Anybody got any links or clips of what Vegas is looking like? Because I can imagine the streets are just barren. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more going on, a lot more happening, and, here on the Real side. Evan will be back with us right after the break. Don't go far. Don't leave. Come on back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it because, you know, Evan has got a lot to say. We have to let him speak or he will explode. We are back and we are with one of my favorite guests. I love having him on. Evan Sayet joins. His new book, Apocalypse Now, written as a kind of a fake children's book. But he did it, and I don't want to say dumbed it down. Well, okay, I'll say dumbed it down so the Democrats could easily read it and understand it. Evan, thanks for being with me. But you've got a mini book, Bookalette, coming out here shortly.
I do indeed. It tentatively titled, And Hitler Was Woke Too. And basically, look, I am not in the slightest comparing the ideology of Joe Biden or the ideology of Ocasio-Cortez or the ideology of Bernie Sanders to Hitlerism. But they're all socialists. And the mistake that people make is they think that socialism is an ideology. It's not. Socialism is an economic model in a global structure that many different ideologies can ride on. So Hitlerism is different than Stalinism, is different than Leninism, is different than Maoism, is different than Ocasio-Cortezism. But the system of socialism is the very same And it invariably leads to authoritarianism and totalitarianism.
Yep.
And just very, very quickly, so I don't want to give, you know, when you're writing a mini book, one more sentence and you've got the whole book already. To show you how not like Hitler it is, look at the nicest guy maybe to have ever lived, John Lennon, all right? And John Lennon's paradise, and look, you know, all those Hollywood celebrities, you know, to help us through this pandemic, they all sang the song Imagine, right? This is, and in Imagine, Lennon lays out the three requisites for paradise. Right? They are no possessions, no countries, and no religion. Right? Those are the same three requisites for socialism, no matter the ideology that's attached to it. Socialism is no possessions, is by definition what socialism is. Right? The government controls the fruits of one's production.
Yep.
Right? No countries. Well, socialism is always a globalist ideology. This is why Marx made his ultimate call to action, not for the people of Russia, not for the workers of Russia to unite, but for the people of the world to unite in a global revolution. And of course, every socialist ideology is anti-religion. Right? Marx famously was anti-religion. Bill Maher is famously anti-religion. The Democratic Party voted to expunge the word God from any of their policies in their platform.
No.
What the Democratic Socialist believes is that without possessions, there'll be no greed. Without countries, there'll be no xenophobia, no wars for glory. And without God, there'll be none of the oppression that comes from the dogma of the different religions. But those three things are also the same three things required for authoritarianism and totalitarianism. Without possessions, the individual doesn't have the resources to stand up to the dictator.
Right.
Without countries, there are no entities strong enough to stand up to the global ruler. And without God, there's no higher moral authority to supersede the dictates of the dictator. And so even the nicest guy in the world, John Lennon, who really is imagining paradise, is laying out the blueprint, not for paradise, but for authoritarianism and totalitarianism.
Yep.
And come on, that's brilliant.
No, I know. I mean, you're right on. And, you know, the hypocrisy behind that is, look at what Lennon had. Look at how much money he had. Look at how easy it was for him, you know, obviously later on in life until he was killed, to live, if you would. Listen, but you skipped over something there, too.
But
you
the know, left doesn't... Wait, very quickly. The left does not think of themselves as hypocrites. This is why they don't hide their riches. You know, you will see, Leonardo DiCaprio on his giant ship taking weeks to get to Europe for a global warming conference. But that's not hypocrisy. See, they don't believe that you should have no possessions because they believe that you should have no possessions as a means of controlling you. Because you're bad. You're not woke. Right? They're woke, so they don't need to be controlled. They can be the controllers because they're woke.
Don't you think that Bloomberg was the epitome of what they believe? I mean, here's a guy who said point blank that poor people shouldn't have money because they don't know how to eat, they don't know how to take care of themselves, and we need to take care of them. I mean, I go down a whole bunch
that's
of
right.
stuff.
And by the way, that quote is actually in my mini book.
There you go. See
because
that?
it is exactly right and point blank of what they believe. And this, by the way, is one of the big differences between what they wrongly say is socialism, Denmark, Norway, you know, the Netherlands, etc., and what socialism really is. The Nordic states are not socialist states. They're big government capitalists. Basically, they're old school Democrats. The difference is that their programs are designed to help all the people. Democratic Socialist Party policies are designed to socially engineer the outcome they desire, to control your behavior. That's not what high tax and universal health care does. And if you look at Obama's socialist health care scheme, this was not a plan to help people. It was to promote transgenderism. It was to promote abortion. It was to promote the behaviors that the Democratic Socialist wants you to be forced to embrace.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with you with this stuff. It's really funny when you look at what the Democrats have been pushing, what they've been talking about. And I know it's a cliche, but seriously, Kennedy would probably not fit into the party today. You know what I'm saying? AOC would have drove
Kennedy,
him out.
Kennedy would be a right-wing fanatic. They would call him a Nazi, and they would call him Adolf Hitler.
I know.
Think about the most iconic statement this man ever made. I ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Well, the Democratic Socialist believes the country should do everything for them, pay for their medical care and pay for their schooling and give them not just a minimum wage, but a minimum monthly payment. And the government should do everything. Meanwhile, do for your country? They hate this country.
You know,
they're trying to destroy this country. That's why they want to overrun the southern border. It's why they give sanctuary to people who have already infiltrated the country illegally. It's because they're seeking. Look, Hitler spread his global vision by invasion. Marx wanted to spread his global vision by revolution. Democratic socialists are planning to spread their global vision by destroying the southern border of America and infiltrating our country with people who aren't citizens.
Yep. No, I was joking about this last night. I said, you got to give Trump credit. He got the Mexicans to close the border all by themselves. Right?
I mean,
you know? I mean, seriously. And you look at what's Europe doing right now. Ooh, they're putting up borders. They're enforcing their borders all of a sudden. Right?
Well, this has been the war that has been going on for the past 100 years. It's been nationalism versus socialism. And I say nationalism and socialism because most people would say capitalism and socialism. But socialism is, by definition, a globalist ideology. And nationalism overwhelmingly tends towards capitalism because if you can't invade and you can't steal and you can't pillage, then you've got to create prosperity at home. Socialism doesn't create prosperity. You know, to finish Margaret Thatcher's famous thought, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money to steal.
That's true.
Well, once the socialist runs out of other people's money to steal, that's when they invade their neighbors and begin stealing from them. This is why there's been no socialist entity ever that has been capable of invasion that hasn't invaded.
Hey, listen, we don't have enough time left. I'd like to have 2 hours with you, but here's what we need to do. You need to tell people, what have you got upcoming? Where can they, well, I guess you're not going anywhere right now, but where can they find you? What can they get more information on?
Three important things. One, my kid's book. It's written in rhyme, and it's illustrated beautifully by the editorial cartoonist A.F. Bronco. You all know who he is.
Yep.
It's fun, it's funny, and it makes fun of environmental hysteria, which, by the way, at this point, in addition to global warming that's terror that they'd be using to terrify our children, this too is the latest, the end is nigh, this pandemic.
Ugh.
So if you want to give your children peace of mind, Apocalypse Now, which is available on Amazon.com, is just absolutely perfect for it. It just goes one by one by one through all of the apocalypses that they've threatened us with since you and I were children. So it starts with global cooling, and it goes to acid rain, and
you gotta,
it goes to
you gotta
the
talk like
ozone.
The FedEx guy, because you're running out of time. Go.
All right, two, as long as you're home anyway and you're watching TV, go to Amazon Prime and watch my stand-up comedy special from a year or two or three ago. It's still timely. It's still great. Right. People are watching. It's called Heaven Say a Deplorable Mind. And I keep an eye out for my mini book, tentatively titled, And Hitler Was Woke Too.
And we're going to put all that up on the website. Evan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And you might even catch a glimpse of me in that video, so you may want to go watch it. I'm Joe Basile, your host.
Yeah,
always
we,
a pleasure.
We edited that out.
Oh, got it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the show. Heat up the coffee, cool down your drink, and head on back to the radio.